Welcome everyone to our third edition of Quick Connect, a conversation focused on leadership and leadership development. I recently participated in a leadership summit, which included me facilitating a conversation about what leaders should start doing, stop doing, and what they should continue doing. I want to focus on the continue segment. So I'm going to play a 12-minute clip from the summit that asks specific questions to our three experts, Felicia Ganey, Tisha DeGorville, and Tiffany Kura, about what leaders should continue doing to maintain their growth in leadership. What should we continue doing? What are we hoping that they're doing today that they continue to do going forward? So Felicia, let's start with you. Continue to build a culture of empowerment of your, in your office. Tell me a little bit about what that means and how you've done that in the past.
Sure. To me, empowerment comes down to someone's self-confidence and giving them the tools and the education that they need to feel like they are in control of their own domain, and they've got the confidence to know where to go for help if they need it, or the confidence to take care of the situation or task at hand. And it's as simple as cultivating a dialogues to include phrases like, I trust you, I believe in you, how do you want to handle this? And asking them for input so that they can feel that you trust their knowledge and their skills. And it comes again back to knowing your team members. You should know their goals and help provide growth tools and growth steps so that they can achieve those things and find those areas where you can help bolster their confidence.
Absolutely. Thank you for that, Felicia. I'm going to ask each one of you all three of these bullet points because that's how important I think they are for folks to really continue down the pathway in their location. So Tiffany, give us some feedback again on that first one, continuing to build a culture of empowerment. What do you think of when you hear that empowerment word?
Trust. Empowerment is always trust. The team has to trust you and you have to trust them to make decisions and grow. Without trust, you can't get anywhere in your office. So trusting the team is empowering them.
You know, trust is an interesting word. I heard somebody once say, once I build trust in somebody, and they responded by saying, shouldn't I give trust? And then if there's a reason for me not to trust them, then figure it out. You know, as a basic human connection, put that trust out there on Front Street and give somebody a chance. And I think that helps build out in our relationships and our offices as well. Tisha, what do you think about when you think of empowerment?
Yeah, I think Tiffany's head on with the whole trust piece, but I also think, you know, just giving the team the autonomy to make decisions. I think it's important of the buy-in that everyone has to be able to empower us to build a stronger, better, you know, location, a better unit, become a better unit, you know, a stronger unit. So just having everyone involved in the process, I think it goes a long way. So it's not always like my decisions, but I'm empowering my team to be able to make the decisions as well. Find new ways, be innovative, be creative. You know, how can we get to that next level? Let's level up on XYZ. So just putting people in the right places to help make decisions on how we're going to grow.
You know, all three of you mentioned decisions and making decisions. And I really think that as long as it's legal, moral, and ethical, as long as you're putting the customer first and protecting your brand, your location, and yourself, how could you make a bad decision, right? So empower your team to make decisions. And if it wasn't the perfect one, or maybe it's just there, we'll correct it. We'll adjust it. We'll talk about it. But it's probably not going to be a bad decision if you took that line, right? If you took the line of legal, moral, and ethical and put the customer first, how can we really go wrong, right? So I think empowerment, but all three of you said trust, all three of you said allowing folks to make decisions, empowering them to make decisions. And then you want your phone to stop ringing as a service manager at 8 o'clock at night? Empower your team to make decisions so they don't have to call you and ask, right?
Right.
That's one way to slow it down. And you're gonna have your own on-call nights, but if you don't want any of those other calls, empower them to make decisions and they'll make the decision you do as you teach and train and work together. So let's go to number two, continue to grow your team always. Felicia, what are your thoughts there?
Well, it's knowing their goals and helping them achieve them, whether that's in their personal life, whether it's in the career, the business, whatever it is, help marry them to the tools that they need to achieve what it is they're looking for, and always present them with new challenges and opportunities for growth.
Outstanding. Tiffany?
Continue to grow your team. I always say it's finding your replacement. We should all want some sort of growth. You should be growing your team and grooming them that if you're gone, they can step into the role as well.
And Tisha.
Yeah, I think, you know, just recognizing the strengths, the weaknesses in our teams, and then just always having that open dialogue with our team and being able to recognize, you know, their passions, because everyone's passions are not the same. So being able, very in tune with what your team or the direction of that team member. So just always just having open communication with them, always just staying and in tune with what they want to pursue.
Yeah, I agree. You know, when I think about the growth of team, I know that when I do the interview process for service managers, the second interview, a lot of times I talk about that journey of leadership, right, is to develop yourself and those around you. And so you can never really stop growing your team. And one of the examples I like to use is that if you are a funeral director and that's what you want to be, that's as far as you want to go from a title perspective, great. Well, then you have a responsibility, service managers, I'm speaking to you, as a leader in your building to make sure they have a chance to become the best funeral director possible. Through resources, through expanded knowledge and opportunity, through role play, through taking on different tasks. You have a responsibility to make sure they're getting challenged every day to be the absolute best funeral director they can be. And if you have somebody that, by the way, that's admin roles, that's office coordinators, that's service support, all the folks that make us a team and a unit to get these things done and serve these families, you have a responsibility to make sure they're challenged. And then finally, if they want to be CEO, you have a responsibility to help them get there too. And maybe one day they're going to be your boss, and that's okay, because you as a leader who was not concerned about who got credit, put your effort into growing your team and making sure they had an opportunity to reach heights that maybe they didn't think they could, but because you showed them a pathway, right? Tisha, continue to grow yourself. Leadership books, podcasts, self-development opportunities. What do you do and how do you do it?
Yeah, like you just mentioned, Tim, like it's, you know, the ability to serve is very meaningful for us. We like to see people grow, and sometimes we don't invest in ourselves. So we have to continue to invest in ourselves. You know, sometimes we can get very complacent in what we do, and we're not growing, and we're not, you know, looking for other opportunities to be able to help us grow. So seeking out those opportunities that can further help us without, I always like to say 1% better every day. So whatever it is that I'm doing, if I'm trying to learn something or I'm, you know, like I want to learn something new, it's 1% better than I was yesterday. I learned something more than I did yesterday. So listening to podcasts, by the way, if you haven't had or heard or tuned into our awesome podcast, it's Quick Connect with our own Tim Rogers.
Shout out.
Especially episode 2. So if you have not seen it, I encourage everyone to check it out. It's really a great opportunity to learn some new skills for us ourselves. Shameless plug. But there's a lot of resources out there, you know, as far as being able to still continue your personal growth and investing in yourself. You know, a couple of podcasts that come to mind, I got this one from Lynn Baber, actually. It's A Cup of Joe with Joe Saxon. And it talks about, again, leveling up your leadership. You know, how can we get to those next levels? You know, instead of becoming complacent, like what can we do to make it, you know, get to that next level? Encourage rethinking empowerment. So that was, you know, one of the ones that I've been recently listening to, but just always sharpening your tools and investing in yourself. That's my biggest suggestion.
Absolutely. Thank you. Tiffany, what are your thoughts on that? What do you do to continue growing and developing?
So, you know, I have to talk about, like Felicia was saying, not all of us take care of ourselves. And that was me. I did not believe in books, podcasts, articles, anything like that. I was comfortable. We were doing good. But then there was something like, I want to be better. So I started reading more articles on being a better leader, being a better team, culture. And I feel like it's made such a difference in our office. So I'm really big at looking at Inc. magazine, because they have lots of leadership type articles in it, and Harvard Business Review. They always have things that you can read in there. So I like reading those and looking at them. But it really is important to get out of your comfort zone and know that you can always be better.
Excellent. Excellent. And Felicia, what do you do?
For me personally, I'm in all of the above. I am always looking to learn more, grow more, and it's not necessarily always leadership stuff. It could be, my favorite podcast is How I Built This. It's out of the box when you're thinking about just how to be a leader, but it's all about how I started this business from scratch. And I learn about navigating obstacles and barriers that might present themselves in the day-to-day and applying those in a creative way to what it is I'm doing and the team that I'm leading. You know, think outside of the box. Don't just read books that are about the one skill you're trying to garner, but get out there and dabble in a little of everything. Become a well-rounded explorer of reading and the podcast. There's a lot of options out there.
Excellent. Great. I love all those ideas, quite frankly. I'm a podcast guy. I don't have a lot of patience, not great at the reading thing, but I do some reading. I do read a lot of short articles, I guess, but also the podcast, which I like to do myself and listen to. So it always gets me kind of motivated in the morning to get started. Well, what I can say about Continue is, for the service managers out there watching, these are the things that we think as a group, but this list is not complete. These are some highlights we wanted to touch on, some things I wanted our experts here to talk a little bit about, because they've been so wildly successful in the service manager role. I wanted them to be able to get an opportunity to give some tips to you. I want to thank Felicia and Tiffany and Tisha. You guys are outstanding. Thank you so much for spending this time with me in this conversation, but also for them. And then moving the needle forward so they can start taking on some of those tips and they can become even more wildly successful. So thank you very much. I really appreciate it. I hope you all enjoyed that conversation and were able to take a few nuggets for yourself as you continue the path of leadership growth and development for yourself. Again, I want to thank our experts, Felicia, Tisha, and Tiffany, for the rewarding conversation. In closing, remember, it isn't your title that matters most. If you are a mother or father, grandmother, grandfather, brother, sister, aunt, uncle, or close friend, if you have influence, you are a leader. Catch you next time.